The zoning for the land on the southern end of Green Valley already allows a hospital to operate there. The site is about a mile north of the historic Canoa Ranch property, and the hospital developer is asking the county for permission to build 4 feet taller than the already approved 30-foot height limit for the land. Frank Thompson is a representative of the developer.
I've been working in the Green Valley area for 25 or 30 years now, and all I have heard over and over and over again is that we need a hospital.
Many residents in the area also want a hospital nearby, but object to a taller building in that location. One of them is Joe Masinski, who asked the Pima County Planning and Zoning Commission Wednesday to delay making a decision on the additional height request. He says the location will disrupt residents.
I look out over the ancient and sacred ground of the Hohokam as my backyard, and now I'll be looking at a mass of concrete and glass the size of a Walmart, hundreds of lit parking spaces, 24 hours a day, deliveries of services, traffic from patients, family, visitors, the noise of the helicopter.
Despite many residents' stated objections, the Green Valley Community Coordinating Council supports the hospital. Bill O'Malley is a Green Valley resident and sits on the council's Planning and Architecture Committee, which reviewed the hospital's plans.
The committee felt that this would be a minimal increase over what is currently allowed and would not be obtrusive to the adjoining properties.
O'Malley says the developer agreed to measure existing buildings near the site, including a water tower and an electric company substation, for comparison to the proposed hospital height.
Overall, the committee felt that a hospital is needed in Green Valley, and this location is one of the few open spaces left that can accommodate a facility this size, and that the impacts of the adjoining properties will be minimized.
Residents aren't the only neighbors concerned with the potential impacts of the hospital. Dan Brocious works for the Whipple Observatory and says there are concerns about the effect of more lighting on the astronomy industry.
A hospital is a 24-hour-a-day operation, at least you hope it will be, and it has an illuminated helipad, so the nature of the light that's brought to this site is different from what many other commercial developments would do.
The Pima County Planning and Zoning Commission voted unanimously Wednesday to approve the additional height request. That means the hospital developer can take its buildings up to the requested 34-foot height. The commission's vote also gave the developer permission to build a 50-foot-tall architectural design element on one of the buildings. Thompson, the developer's representative, says the approval allows the hospital to move forward, but he's still seeking input from neighbors.
I think we can work with any possible mitigation that we can do to minimize the impacts, and we'll certainly talk with people about that as we go through the planning and design process.
The Pima County Board of Supervisors must give final approval to the extra height for the hospital. Development services officials say the board is scheduled to consider the request in mid-December. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.